These are the four stages of transformation of creation, the creation process. The creation process. That one is vibrating. Okay, better now. Okay, so when we talk about the creation process, we are talking about our own form and mind. You see, as a human being, which is for our case, but not necessarily a human being. Every living being, we have the same five aggregate of form and mind. But behind the five aggregate of form and mind, there is this special nature. Some call it the true nature, the original nature, or the oneness nature. Then people also call it the source, because it's the beginning of all things. So this one is the source. Sometimes the scientists call it the singularity. From there, everything starts. That's why they come out with the Big Bang theory. So this is how it originates. For living beings, not only human beings, all living beings, if you want to come to this existential world, so this phenomenal world is the existential world. For you to come to this existential world, you need a form of mind. A form of mind which is what we call the vehicle and the tool for us to come. So this thing is only possible if there is this law of karma. So this is a nature's law, moral causation, based on mental intention. So the moral causation, the law of karma, is very important. Because of this law, when living being die, or you call die, actually it's just the separation of the form from the mind. When the causes and condition no more, either the life force, the karmic force, already no more, or the physical body get destroyed, or the brain or vital organ get destroyed, then the consciousness cannot stay inside, then it has to leave separate. So any of the three condition no more, then we call death, or you say the being died. So death is just a separation of causes and condition, no more form and mind. So this karmically conditioned form and mind, they have to come. So the law of karma creates the condition for living beings to arise. To come to this existential world, you need a form and mind. So this form and mind need form and mind. So this one the Buddha called the five aggregate of form and mind. Five aggregate of form and mind. So this is karmically conditioned. Karmic feeling, condition. So karmically conditioned. So this karmically conditioned form and mind, yeah, is needed for a living being to arise within the existential world or the conditioned world, which we call it existent, or the phenomenal world of existence. So this phenomenal world of existence is what life and existence is all about. So because of law of karma, you have your karmic nature, it karmically conditioned a form of mind for you to arise. The other thing that you have to understand is when you meditate, you will come to know because of this form of mind, you can actually detect that nature within when you know how to meditate. When you know how to connect to your true nature, because that is what nature is all about. Without the form and mind, you cannot return to your nature. To return to your nature, to access your nature, you need the form and mind. That's why within the form and mind, there is this gateway for you to go in. You can only go in through pure awareness, because that is where you come out. Yeah. So the process of creation now, you have to understand. This one is very important. So once the form and mind come out, living being doesn't have any understanding at all. Because of karma, you have been lost for so long. You don't know how to develop the meditative understanding to silence your mind to return. You cannot return because the only instrument that you are used to is the thinking, the thought process, which comes later. So once you meditate, you will come to know all things originate from the source. This is how it originates. From the source, the first thing that come out is this pure awareness. This one is the first to come out. The pure awareness. So this pure awareness is the first one from that nature, the source, or that nature. This one come out, pure awareness. That's why our true mind, our true nature is awareness, pure awareness. So this one is very important. So this is the true mind. Or our true nature. So to meditate, you must detect this. That's why this is the silent mind. Your true mind, your meditative mind, your awareness nature within. That's why it's called the pure awareness. So this awareness nature within, you have to realize it. But this is the one that come out first. But from here to here, it moves very fast. Most people don't have the ability to stay here at the pure awareness nature or true mind. It's because the thinking comes about very fast. It's like you got no control because you have been so conditioned since young. When you are born, what did your parents teach you? The labeling, the conditioning, the memory, everything you do creates thinking. From what they teach you, which is all knowledge, that's why you teach the kid when they are born, where they don't know how to speak, they don't know how to talk. So, Papa, Mama, that's why the first two simple words are pa, pa, one sound, one consonant. Then after that, A, apple. Slowly you teach. And this one becomes knowledge, memory. Then as they create more and more knowledge and memory, their brain develops. They accumulate all these memories. Then how the thought arises. Well, through memories, thought arises. That's why thought is response to memory. So here is thinking. Thinking mind. Or the thought process. So thoughts is response to memory. When there is memory, thought can arise. That's the reason why the newborn baby, before the memory is there, there is no thought. They have the form and mind. They have the five aggregate, but they are pure, non-grasping, because there is no memory. That's how it slowly starts. So when they are newborn, they are not cunning. They are very naive, very creative. That's why you find the baby very cute, because they don't know how to pretend. No cunningness. No, like, pretense or whatever. They don't accumulate anything. They are just the way they are. So all this, you will start to understand. So from the pure awareness, thinking arises very fast. That's why we call this the third stage of creation. Is this one is stage one, first stage of creation. And second, the first thing that come out is pure awareness. Then from there, the third stage is the arising of the mundane mind. So this mundane mind is what the Buddha called the five aggregate of form and mind, the second aspect. The first aspect is as a human being. So two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind are there. But here is referring to the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the dependent originating mind, the conditioned arising mind. And how does thinking arise? Because there is memory. Thoughts are response to memory. I use plural. And when you have the memory, the conditioned thinking, you are so habitual in your way you behave through your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, whatever things you accumulate, like your fear, your phobia, your scars of memory, your insecurity, all this will condition you to think, to respond, to act. That's how this heedless thinking come about. The mundane mind, before you are trained in meditative training or meditative understanding, you think a lot, because this heedless thinking is a result of delusion, ignorance, the lack of the five spiritual faculty. That's why the mental hindrance create mundane thinking. And this thinking goes on non-stop. For heedless people who have not trained their mind, this thinking, like, you cannot stop it. This is what creation is about. So from your thought process, you manifest consciousness. So this phenomenon of consciousness is what existence is all about. So this is the final creation, stage four. The fourth stage. So the phenomenal world of consciousness is what you become conscious of. Whatever you see, color, shape, and form, scenery, or whatever you come to see and perceive. That is the seeing consciousness. Then whatever you hear, there is a hearing consciousness. Then whatever you smell, there is a smell consciousness. Taste, taste consciousness. Tactile, sensation, physical sensation consciousness. Then the thought process. That's why there is this sixth sense, the thought consciousness. So this phenomenal world of consciousness is the one that makes you able to see the world, to know the world. Now you can understand how you create all this and how you function as a human being. Because through all this, you created the phenomenal world of consciousness. When this phenomenal world of consciousness arises, it's like the world is real. Life is real. Existence is real. Everything is real. Like you exist. Because you have a physical body, even though make up the four elements. So this is how living being, from its true nature, lost. Come on, can understand the process of creation now. Okay? Hope it is clear. Yeah? This is the first time I go into more detail. Yeah. Then when you understand this, you have to understand that these five aggregate of form and mind, they have their physical senses. Physical senses. Because they have their physical senses, it's able to arise sense door consciousness. This is how the phenomenal world of consciousness come about. So as a human being, the five aggregates of form and mind, like I have explained in the past, so this one is the five aggregate, okay? The whole thing. Then you have a physical body. This one is the physical body. Physical body. Then this one is the consciousness trapped inside. Consciousness. Eh? So this one trapped inside. And because of the consciousness that is trapped inside, because of the senses, the senses upon contact. How to draw? These two, they make contact. So upon contact, consciousness come to be. Okay, so the physical senses, you know, your five physical organs and the brain, they make the sixth sense though. Then this consciousness is trapped inside. This one is actually a separate entity, but this one is a bundle of what they call karmic processes that create the bundle of memories with its views, conditioning, and whatever content inside there. And this one is the one that we call the random consciousness that is conditioned inside there. So upon there, this one come out. This one come out. That's why the random consciousness come out on the physical body. This one is also energy based. But then there's another third entity, which is your life force. Life force, or what they call karmic force. So the supportive coming force, this one, will come in and drive the whole thing. This is what energy is. When this one comes, it pumps your heart, it sends the blood around, and your blood, which has your consciousness and what is whatever chemical organic content, they will nourish all your organs. That's why your senses all get nourished. That's why without the heart to pump, without this life force, you also die. So this life force is energy, can trigger off thinking, can trigger off consciousness. So all this arising, the phenomenal world of consciousness, this one is a sense door consciousness. So this one actually is the resultant of these two. The resultant of these two. When the senses and the mind, we call it the mundane mind, make contact. So this whole thing is the mundane mind. When it make contact, it trigger off sense door consciousness. And the energy come from your life force. Can follow. Okay, clear? If not clear, you can ask. Yeah. You have to understand this part first before I go into the second part. So this is the four-stage creation. This is how you come out. But most living beings, they are only here. Onward. They don't understand these two. And now you know why you cannot understand life. Why they cannot meditate. Because if you fail to realize what the pure awareness is, the silent mind, the true mind, the meditative mind is, then you cannot understand creation. You cannot understand how it creates the mundane mind. Then when you cannot develop the awareness to see, you cannot understand how the mundane mind created the phenomenal world of consciousness. Can follow? If you cannot even touch this one, then how can you develop the ability to detect the gateway to return to the source? To realize Nibbana, the unconditioned. That's why coming back, returning all this, is what enlightenment is all about. So when you have the understanding, what you need to do is, you have to reverse this whole process through meditation. How do you do it? We need the pure awareness here to see all this, to develop the wisdom, pure awareness to see and develop the wisdom. That's why when you silence your mind, develop the inner awareness, then you can insight into phenomena and awaken to that universal characteristic. That's why the Buddha said you have to realize that this five aggregate of home and mind is not what you think. These five aggregate of home and mind are impermanent, dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. They have the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. See this. Develop the understanding of this. Then you will not be deceived by the phenomenal world of consciousness. To do that, you need this wisdom. This wisdom can only arise from the direct seeing. The silent inner awareness that can see things as they are. That can insight into phenomena and awaken. It doesn't involve thought at all. That's why you have to be here at all times. This is what meditation is all about. Stay with the awareness nature. Be aware. That's why the Buddha said, sati, mindful, aware. That's what you need. Let's stabilize it so that you can be ever mindful, constantly meditating, which is heedfulness. Then you are guaranteed enlightenment in the here and the now. Okay? So once you develop this ability to meditate from the pure awareness, to see and develop the wisdom, then this phenomenal world of consciousness fail to have power over you. This one will collapse. You know it exists, but it is not what you think. It's not real. In the sense that it's impermanent, dependent originating, conditioned arising, following nature's law. If you grab and cling, you suffer. The second universal characteristic. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can grasp onto, hold on to and say, this is me. This is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. That is sacrality, self-delusion. So unless you awaken to it, the universal characteristics are anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. Non-self. Not a permanent, unchanging entity. And because it's impermanent, it is not what you think. Unreal. It come, it go. It come and it go. And everything is just following this nature's law of dependent originating, condition arising, cause of the... Ultimately, he know you, he know me. Everything is empty, not what you think. Whatever arises passes away. But through memory, we retain them. Through memory, we accumulated them. That's how we create our own suffering, our own sacrality, self-delusion. We grasp, we cling, we hold, we give meaning. Then when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, you suffer, you become afflicted. You take the unreal as the real, impermanent as permanent. You want things your way. You cannot accept change. The reality that manifests within the conditioned world, where you fail to understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. This is what the Dhamma is all about. This is what life, existence is all about. If you understand the Dhamma, you understand the secret of life. You know how to live life. And the Dhamma is the essence of the Buddha's teaching that summarizes to us all of life, both mundane and super mundane. That's why that teaching is very unique, very beautiful, and is extremely rare to come about. Then once you understand this, when this one collapses, then you can return all external consciousness, external phenomenal world of consciousness and form back to the mundane mind. Then you realize this is the one that created that. When you are aware, then this one loses its power. You can follow. Then after that, your awareness becomes aware of how this mundane mind creates through what? Mundane mind creates through wrong view. Creates through wrong view. So this one is very important. Or what the Buddha calls sakayaditi and ignorance. So this one is very important. When the awareness is aware of the movement of your mundane mind, it will start to understand how you are conditioned into negativity of mind state, how fear arises, how selfishness, craving, desire, grasping, clinging, wanting things your way, possessiveness, covetousness, how they arise. How fear arises, how insecurity arises, how the mind becomes restless because of fear. And behind fear is ignorant, delusion. Ignorant and delusion is wrong view, trigger of fear. Fear, trigger of worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, the whole mess of suffering, grief. That's what Paticca Samuppada is all about. Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. So this wrong view is basically avijja, ignorant, avijja, or ignorant. Then this one also self-delusion, sakkayaditti. So when you start to see all this, you start to understand how you become conditioned into heedlessness, negativity, and how from there it conditions your suffering, your misery. Then you wake up. Then you realize this is delusion, this is stupidity, this is heedless living. Then you decide to change over to understanding. You straighten your view. Once you straighten your view, you become different. You straighten your view. Once you do this, means you have wisdom. When you have wisdom, then you are free. Then this mundane mind fails to delude you. Then you will come to an understanding. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Then you will also understand there is this conditioned world with its own truth, with its own reality, which is the conditioned Dhamma. That's why the law of karma, everything applied to the conditioned world, existential world. Duality exists. Everything exists. That's why the form and mind, the five griha form and mind, it has its duty. Because this one is subject to karma. So through all this meditative awareness, you will develop all this understanding. That way you understand this mundane mind will cease. This mundane mind will collapse. Finally, when it ceases, it will collapse and you will realize Nibbana, the true mind. Initially, you develop the meditative training until your pure awareness arises. When your pure awareness also cease, can see ya. Better write it clearly. When this one also cease, pure awareness also cease, then one realizes Nibbana. So when this one cease, he can realize Nibbana. Nibbana is the unconditioned cessation of form and mind. So this is how you actually return the phenomenal world of consciousness back to the mundane mind. Then you return the mundane mind, which is the heedless thinking mind, to the pure awareness. Then from the pure awareness, when your wisdom has stabilized and developed sufficient understanding, then it will cease. When it ceases, the unconditioned, which is Nibbana, sometimes it's a glimpse for sainthood way. When you realize the glimpse of Nibbana, you realize what they call the change of lineage. The change of lineage from a Putujana, you transform into an Arya. And this glimpse, they are experienced by Sotapan and Sakadagami. For Anagami and Arahan onward to Bodhisattvas, the process is different. They realize Nibbana for longer period. When Arahan, they root out ignorance. This ignorant avijja is gone. There's like no more rebirth. They don't have to come back. Yeah. But for Bodhisattva, it's different. Their cultivation is very extensive. They go beyond the Arahant way. They go beyond just rooting out ignorance. They develop the understanding of the continuation of cultivation by taking the Bodhisattva vow and understanding the various training that is possible without having to come as a normal, unenlightened living being. That's why Bodhi is enlightenment, Sattva is a being. A Bodhisattva is actually an enlightened being that comes for rebirth to cultivate and perfect themselves to become Sambuddha. So initially, karmically conditioned out, there are two aspects. One is true ignorance. The other one is without ignorance. And yet it can come. Because through a pure mind, out of love and compassion, and the four basic vows of the Bodhisattva, it can also come with a pure mind. That's why Bodhisattva's birth is not through avijja. It's through a pure thought, a pure mind. Because of the four basic vows, the first basic vow, out of love and compassion for the living being, they vow to take across the numerous living beings throughout their entire existence. That love and compassion is a pure wish, a pure mind. Then they vow to save. That's why they got work to do. So that creates the karmic energy, the karmic force. No need to ignorant to come. That's why Bodhisattva can also come. Then that training is different. That one, from pure awareness reaching cessation, it continues to locate the gateway to our nature. When it locates the gateway to our nature, the mundane mind will collapse and cease. Then the pure awareness nature from the source will shine forth, because we have the five aggregate of form and mind. Then it will shine forth. Then this being, when the mundane mind collapses, is ever mindful, because the supramundane pure awareness nature shine forth. It has the form and mind, five aggregates, but these aggregates are pure aggregates, non-grasping, different, totally different. And they don't have the mundane mind to cloud them, to create the whatever obstruction. That supramundane nature is so bright, so clear. They are fully aware throughout the day and night. Even while they are asleep, that nature is always there. That's why they cannot die with delusion anymore. They will die with that nature inside, their understanding. But then, the whole process is not easy unless you can develop the cultivation and go through all this. Okay.